WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You know the expression, high concept? That's what Hollywood types call a project you can sum up in a sentence. You know, like, three bachelors inherit a baby. The term is a classic misnomer. Most high concepts are pretty low. But there are exceptions, like the 1958 album Laverne Baker Sings Bessie Smith, just reissued by Atlantic. On it, Baker remakes songs associated with the greatest blues singer of the 1920s. It sounds shaky, but it works great, because Laverne Baker has a powerful, raspy voice not unlike Bessie Smith's, and because the arrangements capture the spirit of the originals. Baker's blues are more streamlined, but they rely on call and response between voice and instrument, just like Bessie Smith's records. The trombonist who answers Laverne Baker on Empty Bed Blues is Jimmy Cleveland, who sneaks in some sly references to blues in the night.
I woke up this morning with an awful aching head.
Like Bessie Smith's recordings, Laverne Baker's revivals are often triumphs of style over a lack of substance. Many of the songs Smith recorded had little to do with authentic blues. Like Bessie Smith, Laverne Baker plumbs emotional depths unrelated to a song's trite lyric. Baker's 1958 session may have been the last time anyone put over a credible version of this next relic. Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Rider supposedly sang it while charging San Juan Hill in 1898.
Come along, get ready, wear your brand brand new gown, 'cause there's gonna be a meeting in this good, good old town, where you know everybody and they all know you, and you got a jazz band just to drive away your blues. When you hear that music start to play, tap your feet, start to step and sway.
That's Buck Clayton on trumpet. Bessie Smith had recorded with jazz greats like Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and James P. Johnson. Laverne Baker's band includes distinguished Count Basie vets like Buck Clayton and trombonist Vic Dickinson. The arrangements are by Ernie Wilkins and Nat Pierce, both of whom wrote for Basie, and by Phil Moore. The success of Laverne Baker Sings Bessie Smith reminds us how closely allied jazz, blues, and American pop used to be, back when a radio star like Baker could tackle such material and not make a fool of herself. More recent projects in the same vein, Diana Ross butchering Billie Holiday or Linda Ronstadt gushing standards, are sad evidence that those days are long gone.